This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission proposes strict vehicle rules for House of Representatives election campaigning. Tatupani Ghasa section of Kaligandaki corridor upgraded. Transport Minister Kulman Gesing directs swift completion of Downey section of under construction Butwal Narangad Road. And Australia launches review security agencies after Bondi Beach attack. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has proposed strict provisions on the use of vehicles during election campaigning for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. According to the proposed code of conduct, candidates will not be allowed to use vehicles without prior permission. Unauthorized vehicles used for campaigning or displaying election materials will be seized and legal action will be taken. Only vehicles approved by the returning officer can be used. A maximum of 2 vehicles per candidate will be allowed, while horses may be used in areas where vehicles are not feasible. Vehicles with foreign number plates and altered appearances are prohibited for election campaigns. The code also bans the use of permitted vehicles to transport voters, except for those unable to walk, with approval from election officers. Political parties must submit the names of their main campaigners, who may use helicopters with commission's approval. Prime Minister Susila Karki has emphasized the need to preserve Nepal's traditional culture and attire, stating that modernity should not come at the cost of national identity. Speaking during a meeting with a delegation of the Gurung community, the Prime Minister said, while harmful cultural practices should be eliminated, original traditions and traditional dress must be protected. The Prime Minister noted that many societies are struggling to define their identity after abandoning their cultural roots, adding that Nepal is rich in diverse traditions that should be safeguarded. During the meeting, representatives of the Gurung community also invited Prime Minister Karki to attend the Tamul Losar celebration program scheduled for the 30th of December as the chief guest. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Gesing has instructed that the Downey section of the under-construction Butwal Narangad Road be completed without delay. While inspecting the site last night, Minister Gesing directed the construction company to deploy 10 teams to expedite work, aiming to finish concrete work on one side by January. He also emphasized creating a smooth traffic flow during construction, noting that progress has improved recently but remains unsatisfactory. Minister Gesing said the government will take necessary policy measures to ensure timely completion of the road. The Tatupani Ghasa section of the Kaligandaki corridor has been upgraded under the Beni Jomson Korola Road project. The 16.5-kilometer section has been paved and constructed by Sarma Gajurmukhi JV at a cost of 630 million rupees, excluding 3.3-kilometer damaged by landslides. Work included 2.5-kilometer concrete and 10.7-kilometer of blacktop. Difficult terrains, the pandemics, floods, landslides, and material shortages delayed completion by 5 years. The upgraded road has reduced travel time from 2 hours to 30 minutes, improving access for tourists, pilgrims, locals, and cargo vehicles. World Meditation Day is being observed across the globe, including Nepal today. The UN General Assembly proclaimed the 21st of December as World Meditation Day to raise awareness about meditation and its benefit for physical and mental well-being. To mark the occasion, Nepal hosted a special side event at the UN headquarters in New York titled Awakening the Mind, Pathways to Peace, Health and Harmony. The event was co-hosted by Nepal's permanent mission to the UN and the Jivan Vigyan Foundation. Speakers highlighted the role of meditation in promoting inner peace and emotional well-being. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a review of the policy review of the police and national intelligence agencies rather following last weekend's attack at Bondi Beach. According to the BBC, leader Albanese stated that the IS-inspired attack highlighted the rapid changing security environment in the country and emphasized that security agencies must be fully prepared to respond. A national day of reflection was held on Sunday to mourn the 15 people killed when two gunmen opened fire at a Jewish festival on the Sydney beach. Police have declared the 14th of December attack a terrorist incident, saying it was carried out by a father-son duo inspired by Islamic State ideology. Prime Minister Albanese said the intelligence review expected by April next year would focus on ensuring that authorities have the necessary powers and resources to tackle extremism effectively. South African police are conducting a manhunt after a shooting at a tavern in Bakersfield near Johannesburg left 9 people dead and 10 others injured. According to the BBC, authorities say about 12 unidentified gunmen arrived in two cars, opened fire on patrons and continued shooting randomly as they fled. The incident occurred around 1 a.m. local time on Sunday. The tavern was licensed. South Africa has one of the world's highest murder rates with 45 killings per 100,000 people in 2023 to 2024. Earlier this month, at least 11 people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a hostel near Pretoria. Now, sports update. The National Para Sports Competition will be held in Surkhet from the 23rd to 28th of January. The event is being organized by the Para Foundation branch office in Surkhet. Competition will include wheelchair basketball at the Kurnali Provincial Stadium, cricket at Kalinchuk Cricket Ground, and a 5-kilometer wheelchair race from Birendranagar Airport to Bangisimal. According to Foundation Chair Kishore Sai, teams from all 7 provinces and departmental teams will participate. Around 200 wheelchair users are expected to take part. Organizers say the event aims to promote inclusive sports, change social perceptions towards people with disabilities, and highlight Kurnali's capacity to host national-level para-sports events. Surkhet is also set to host the upcoming 10th National Games. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of mists and fog over the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission proposes strict vehicle rules for House of Representatives election campaigning. Tatopanighasa section of Kali Gandaki corridor upgraded. Transport Minister Kulman Gissing directs swift completion of Downey section of under construction Butwal Narangud Road. And Australia launches review of security agencies after Bondi Beach attack. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.